Warning, the podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you'll eventually use as an adult anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea. Any moment within the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead, or any actual events, is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except where specifically noted, otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated, and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect of this show. Tonight's episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky is brought to you by Zanesville, Indiana. If you're not there, where the heck are you?
Recorded live.
Welcome out, everyone, to another Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. And I'm Nick Nitro, host of The Most, with Jimmy and John.
What's up?
Hey.
What's up? Well, that was very just low-key, guys.
Nick Nitro, artist and writer of Dribble for Kids.
And Jimmy, author of An Actor's Nightmare, books 1, 2, and eventually 3.
And John, retired porn star.
Did you retire the last week?
Yes,
actually, it's only been 4 days since we
left. You know who else retired, by the way?
Jenna Jameson.
Jenna Jameson.
Excellent.
We retired together, actually.
We retired.
Did you hear the sound clip of her announcing her retirement? Everybody booed her.
Yeah, I know.
That's
she
horrible.
Said she would never open her legs again professionally.
Did you see the girl that she gave the award to after?
I only heard the audio.
She said, oh.
Wait a minute. I totally missed this.
It was on Morning Zoo this morning.
What? She really did retire?
Yeah, she retired. At the Adult Video Awards last night.
Well, she only looked pussy anyway. That's sort of boring now. I want to see some fucking
penetration. No, she's like, I will never spread my legs in this business again or something.
Yes. And then they booed her.
Yeah. Then the girl after her, when she like handed her the award, she said, well, I plan to spread my legs in this business for a long time.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow. Well, no one can be the great, what's his name, Jeremy something or other. He just keeps doing
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Like, what, 60 now? He still, like, fucks people?
Yeah.
He's well, not 60.
He looks
60. Like 50.
I wonder if he's 69.
Oh. I prefer 68. It means I owe you one.
Yes, The Good, The Bad, and Geeky. We cover also porn.
That's right.
Parental Within advisory warning. Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Okay, so, and we also have John, a retired porn
star. That's
right. Jimmy, author. And do you have any Actor's Nightmare updates? Besides, well, John, no. Big news is he retired.
Uh-huh. Yay. So. My big news is we recorded the last show 4 days ago, and I haven't done a bit of work in the last 4 days for the website, other than reviewed a couple more Star Trek episodes.
Well,
in my ongoing Star Trek review.
Yes, and you will maybe not be talking about that, maybe?
Nah, I'm not going to review it.
Okay, fair
tonight.
Enough, fair enough. But expect an update soon, right?
Sure.
Within the next 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
When I finish season one, I will have an update.
Oh, wow. That's your goal now. To
yes.
Push you to season. Because well, I saw him. He watched 3 episodes.
So how many more episodes is that?
Well, there's
like 30.
There's 28 episodes in the first season.
No, not
counting the original pilot.
Oh, and yeah, that's right.
Right, and they're 52 minutes long instead of like 42.
So really, there's 30.
So really, it's a lot longer. And so far, I've watched 6, and we're halfway through the month.
Seriously, I sat there and watched him, and I was like right here. He was watching him right there.
And they were really good. I would watch some more, and I just think it's all
okay.
Because then we started watching Celebrity Apprentice.
The plots were
which
good.
We'll talk about later.
The plots were good.
Well, no,
but
there was some
of the
cheesiness.
Oh. Was so cheesy.
One of my reviews for The Man Trap goes on and on about cheesiness.
Yeah.
Check out my reviews on actorsnightmare.com.
Yes, very, very funny, very good.
And I do promise, if I don't get all 28 done this month, I've been thinking about this because they're longer and because there's more episodes per season, I may take 4 months to do the first 3 seasons, but I will step it up more than 6 episodes.
Woo!
In 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. My God.
We'll see. We're going to play it by
you
ear for
You heard it
now.
Right here from Jimmy.
We're going to play it by ear for now, but there's a lot of film hours for the original Star Trek, so we'll see.
The only thing I've been working on, and if I time it right, in lieu of, this is sort of news that affects for all of us here. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Monday, we'll talk about it here in a second. Excuse me. Pretty much, the Good and the Bad Geeky Movie Club is sort of kicking off. Mm-hmm. Not in the perfect sense, we don't have, I mean, we have the space, but I want to put the whole podcast on its own server.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm looking into getting space for that, which takes some change, but I might do that after MegaCon, which would be maybe late March. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we might have our own website, goodbadgeeky.com.
Excellent.
Or GBG.com or GBG podcast, something.
Yeah. Something along those lines. NickJimmyJohn.com.
NickJimmyJohn.com. I don't know about that.
Because that leaves kind of things up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
We'll have something.
But.
The say Jimmy dies.
Jimmy dies. That's horrible. But I
and you want to keep my name as part of the title in remembrance of me?
Then it would be useless.
Yes. But I think John's point was.
Would
yes,
you even
it would
do
useless.
A memorial?
Would you even talk about.
I think you guys won't even talk about my death. I think you just go on like nothing happened.
That's
like,
how hard would it be to me to change the name to Nick Dead Jimmy and John?
There we go. Actually,
John's trying to bribe Nick to make it Nick, John, and Jimmy.
$90 to do that. Wants to change a domain name. And it has to be available. So someone could take it from us.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you're trying to steal these names from us. We're not rich, and we're not going to pay you money to take the domain. We'll just pick a different domain name. So don't buy up the domain names.
Disagree with
sell
that.
Them to us.
Because someone in their book said to go to d4k.com, and I do not own d4k.com, and I wish I did, but someone was like extorting it for like $200 or something.
Yes.
And well, it was one of those. I don't even know why he has it.
Yeah.
Like, and he
probably because he read the book and thought it would be prime real estate.
Okay. Amazingly, that would be awesome. But this has been going on for the last real. 2 years. Mm.
You're trying to get D4K as well as Dribble for Kids.
Yeah, have them like all
cool.
point to the one
that would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, but the whole thing with the website is with this movie club. There's going to be we want it to be an interactive community, not just for the podcast, but for. Right. And
I've invited a few other people over for the club. If you're in Columbus, email us. We'll
yes, that's
we're trying to get a bigger group than just the three of us.
Right, for the commentaries right. and whatnot. And pretty much we'll also have like video blogs, or at least I'll be getting together doing video blogs. Yeah. Kind of like AMC has like the openings of the show.
Uh-huh.
We can go into a lot more during the movie, but we'll like do like a little snazzy video introduction, talk
excellent.
About maybe next month.
Song and dance.
A little song and dance, yeah. Tap song dance, and... get hosed by
Yes.
Yeah, so that's our big news. A hose, a fire hose, water.
Oh, I thought you said we're going to get hosed.
We got hosed, Davey. We got hosed. But no, so that's coming up, and that's actually very exciting. Matter of fact, our first movie, Back to the Future, if you've not watched it yet, watch it, get it fresh in your minds, and we'll probably discuss that more next week.
Who will? Yes. Oh, by the way, I tried to buy Lost Season 3 today. You know, like, everybody's sold out of Lost Season 3.
Really?
Yes.
I have,
Best Buy has been running on sale for $30 this week.
I completely forgot last week. So.
That's right.
Yeah, I got to get those back and pass them on to my aunt and uncle because my friend from work has them. Anyway, let's move on to the news tonight.
Are we going
to
do emails?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
yes.
Emails.
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 Yeah,
who's
emails.
Got the first email?
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay, go, Nick.
Oh, I do.
No, Nick wants to do it.
No. Last week, I said I would do the first
he
email.
He did. I'm going to go last tonight.
I did. And you know what? Yeah, I'm going to actually want to
I'm
going to
go last tonight while I make one up. I mean, find one.
Dear Good, Bad, and Geeky, my name is Greg, and I really love your one of my favorite episodes. He even like wrote it that way too.
Nice. Oh, yeah. James is
Greg.
His
you're amazing. You're
right
amazing,
in between
Greg.
The sentence.
Exactly.
Right in the sentence. Yeah.
Yeah. He goes. One of my favorite episodes is Star Trek: White Supremacist.
Yes.
It's a great episode.
It was.
A good episode.
I'm also very excited about the Christmas show you guys did. Is that going to be a yearly thing? And can I join in on the movie club stuff?
Absolutely.
We've already sort of talked about the movie club stuff.
Everybody can join the movie club except for you.
Greg? Oh, that's mean.
Well, I don't like his name.
Greg? You don't like Greg? Greg from Zanesville?
From Zanesville. Zanesville, what state?
Probably Ohio.
Is there another Zanesville somewhere?
Is there? Yes. Is
probably.
There really
you want me to find one? I
yeah,
got my
he probably will find us one. That's very makes me sad. And
I'm going to get on my computer and find another
but
Zanesville.
Greg from Zanesville. Yes, you can maybe do the movie club with us. We might need to organize it a bit better.
I was teasing Greg
yes.
about not letting you.
If you're in the Ohio area, we will seriously consider you to drop by and hang out with our movies.
Unless you're a serial killer, then you're not allowed to come over to our studio.
Cool. You have to let us know.
Or a serial thief. Yes, and you need to let us know. Are you going to steal or kill me?
If the answer to either one of those is yes, then
no,
you're not.
Did you guys hear Captain Crunch died? Is that who killed him? Serial killer.
That was lame.
I didn't know where the hell you were going with that.
That was lame.
Like, oh, my God.
And yet hilarious to say that. Zanesville, Indiana.
Oh, you fucking kidding me.
No.
Jesus Christ. Wait.
It was incorporated in 1992, so it's a very new city. Located on the border of Allen and Wells County, southwest of Fort Wayne, is governed by a three-member town council and a clerk treasurer. The population was 602 people at the 2000 census.
Oh, God.
They're ineligible for street mail delivery and thus must get their mail in
Zanesville, Indiana, you're a failure.
Zanesville, Indiana, if we have any listeners in Zanesville, Indiana, please
we love
tell the
you,
other
even though your city is
your
a failure. We love you still.
The whole town is 0.8 square miles.
What the fuck?
What?
Yes. According to the United States Census Bureau. 1.9 kilometers squared. There were 212 households, 172 families, 806.6 people per square mile, of course, because there's 600 people less than a square mile. The racial makeup of the town was... The racial makeup of the town was 99.17% white, 0.17% Native American, 0.17% from other races, and 0.17% Hispanic or Latino.
Oh, my God. I wonder if they made it
like
yet. Do they
sounds
have
like
McDonald's?
A town Jimmy wants to move to.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like West Jeff. Only less white.
West Jeff is our small little redneck dinky town.
40% had children under the age of 18 living with them. 70% were married couples living together.
Anyway.
9% had a female householder with no husband present.
Oh, my God.
And 18.4% were not.
I remember this when we discuss whatever you're talking about later.
Yeah. Only 3% had someone living 65 years or older with them.
Okay. And by the way, I think I have our opening of our show. Tonight's show is brought to you by Zanesville, Indiana.
The median income for a household is $57,727.
That's still pretty decent, though. Yeah. I mean, considering it's a small nothing.
Males had a median income of $40,000 versus females of
$22,500. Okay, after that, thank you, Jimmy. I do appreciate all those amazing
4.9% of the population is below.
So great. Yeah, it's going to be amazing, and you can come by and join us. Thank you for loving our show. Matter of fact, that is one of our favorite episodes of Star Trek White Supremacist.
Yes, it is.
Sure.
And it makes me wonder... Now, it makes me do wonder, though. Do people love it because it has white supremacist or Star Trek? I'm hoping for Star Trek.
I'm
white supremacist.
A little bit of both, actually.
I did get an email a few weeks ago, and I didn't read it because I threw it out, but it was from a KKK leader thanking us for doing that show.
I'm sure it's like, Jimmy, we love you. We'd like you to do a Klan meeting.
An honorary member of the KKK, Jimmy.
It's Jimmy. Well done. But hey, no more racist jokes, but we just brought that up.
Our neighbors will kill us. We live in a neighborhood that is not.
Oh, there you go, Jimmy.
The studio is in a neighborhood.
The studio is in a neighborhood where we are the minority.
There are so many things I want to say right now, and because I can't. I mean, I could, but
okay, what's John's email say?
Yes, John.
My email.
Good transition. Good transition.
My email is from Amanda. From my apartment.
Girl Amanda?
Yes, the girl Amanda.
That is your girlfriend?
That is right.
Wow, what else would it be?
Actually an email directed towards Jimmy.
Oh, shit. Did she really say this?
From last
episode. Did she write this down? Right
from the last episode.
It's not an email, it's a regular notepad.
This is said, Dear Jimmy.
Oh, God.
Shit.
In last week's episode, you mentioned the show Kashmir Mafia.
Yes!
And you said that...
Sorry.
That is a little different than Sex and the City because they had someone turn lesbian. And it has been very known that in Sex and the City, for 4 episodes, Samantha becomes a lesbian.
But only for 4 episodes.
But she becomes a lesbian.
I forgot about that,
and
but you're right. And that
you call yourself a girl, and you are a disgrace toward the female race. That is all. Thank you very much.
Amanda, fuck you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, that's John's job.
That is right.
I wasn't
sure if that was like a bad joke. I was like, I'm not really going to say anything on that one.
Nick's like, I'm not touching that with my 10 football.
Hey, you never piss with a woman scorned, right? No. You know what I mean? If you say that,
I'm just teasing him.
I've learned that the hard way.
So she automatically brought that up when we listened to the
episode. No, she's right. Samantha did have the lesbian lover.
Can it also be known tonight?
It was her, like, some like Mexican gardener or something. I can't remember what she said.
I thought she was an artist.
Artist, yes.
I will also bring up that Jimmy found a flaw in his Fable Columbus Dispatch.
He did.
He did. The Columbus Dispatch has flaws like any other newspaper.
Oh, but Jimmy, no. The Columbus Dispatch is never wrong.
It's a reputable newspaper.
It's a reputable. Okay, Jimmy.
Hey, I'm getting a phone call.
Put it closer.
Put it closer.
My friend
loves me. You like that ringtone? Yeah. You ain't
got no friends like this, no. It sounds British.
Hello? Yes. It's not a real John, football. It's Jenna Jameson.
Oh, yeah?
It is.
Good friends with John.
Can you hear her over the microphone? Is this picking up? I don't think it's picking up.
No, I don't think it's picking
up. That's okay. I'll tell you what she's saying. Thanks, Jenna, for calling. We're in the middle of a podcast, as a matter of fact. And yes, John is here.
Yes.
Jenna Jameson said, if you will go back into porn for one movie, she will go back into porn with you, and you two should make one movie together.
What does she want it to be called? You're talking to her.
Jenna, what would you like to be called? She says, strap on, big strap
ons. What?
Big strap ons.
We'll think about it.
Yeah, well,
that means she's going to get a strap-on dildo and fuck you up the ass.
As John's agent, I will say.
But then you get to return the favor. You both get it up the ass.
Oh.
Is Jenna Jameson?
I may have to pass.
But it's Jenna Jameson.
Never have to pass.
Oh, that's very disappointing. You're the. You know
how
many people.
She's a little too underexperienced.
You know. You know how many people are going to blame you for keeping Jenna Jameson from coming out of retirement now?
All right.
John, if you're looking for someone to focus your rage about Jenna Jameson's retirement, focus it on John Bateen, because he's the one keeping her out of retirement.
When I do this, move the microphone away from your mouth. Thank you. Okay, there. That was mature.
You did not see me try to deep throat the microphone. For
that's day. Right. Yeah, they didn't, but then they heard you say it, and now they have a visual image. Thank
I know.
You. Okay, so
Harry Potter.
Jesus
7.
Christ!
This is news. News you don't care about. Nick's had to take the headphones.
I had to take the headphones off because you're like screaming. You know, his normal voice is loud anyway. Mm-hmm. Like the other night, for whatever reason, he's like, "I'm gonna call somebody." I'm like, "Don't call them. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning." He's like, "I'm not gonna call him." He shuts the door like a half hour.
It was
later.
6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, thank you very much.
Half hour later because it's like
we
now
had
six.
Kind of a drunken party.
I am Saturday asleep. Night. I'm trying to sleep in my bed, but I can't because I know he's gonna call this person. And he calls this person, and I can hear him, and he's trying
he's
to be soft.
Too, right?
Oh, yes. He's trying to be soft, but, of course, Jimmy, that's like, I can hear him through the...
What do you have, like 1.5 Smirnoff?
Oh, my God, no.
I was drunk. Serious liquor. I tried some new shots.
But anyway, that's neither here nor
there. Anyway, news you don't care about. Yeah. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows is rumored to be made into 2 films, which makes sense. Because, yes, it will bring more money to the franchise,
it's
which
a fucking
is
long
facing
book.
Its end.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the longest book in the series, though. It's the second longest. They squeezed Order of the Phoenix into the shortest movie in the series yet. Mm. However, The Deathly Hallows is a lot less they can cut. There's a lot more that's primarily important.
Yeah.
And it being the last book, I think it deserves the 2
they
movies.
They should just write the script. It's like, Harry fights Valdemort.
Voldemort.
They fight. It goes on. Cut to Hermione. She fucks Ron. They cut
they
back.
Don't fuck.
Shh. You're ruining my vision.
Fix.
Harry is killed. Harry comes back.
Ron comes.
Cut back to Harry. Harry kills Voldemort. Other people die.
In other news, fixed? With a question mark? Leno is still beating Letterman in the ratings, despite actors refusing to cross the picket line to
that
Leno, and Leno being way more lame than Letterman.
Yes,
Letterman's funny.
I mentioned this, and I think
Nick
it's
thinks
true.
It's fixed.
I think it's
well,
fucking fixed.
I asked him if he did, and he said yes, he did.
I think it's fixed, because there's no fucking way. No one I know watches Leno.
Yeah.
No one openly I know watches Leno.
Everybody
they sample it, but they all watch Letterman, or they don't watch it at all, or they watch either Ferguson or O'Brien.
Uh-huh.
They don't. No one even watches fucking Kimmel. And that, no one
Kimmel
cares
sucks.
About Kimmel, but
Kimmel sucks.
Still, it's like, how the fuck does he win? It's like 10 years ago, the hottest show on NBC was like Mad About You.
Yeah.
And it was revealed like half the Nielsen families are all related to fucking Paul Reiser. Of course that fucking show is going to be on. So who the fuck are they asking to, that watches late night? It's probably a bunch of people who are have close ties with NBC.
They're only asking people in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
It's although right now, Los Angeles is full of writers and actors, and I guarantee writers and actors aren't watching Leno.
Yeah.
Nielsen also sucks.
Sucks my cock.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Other news. Fox's Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, which I've not watched yet because I haven't seen the movies, but we TV'd it, apparently scored the highest rated scripted broadcast debut in 3 years. And this season's biggest debut in any format, even besting American Gladiators, which was a big heavyweight hit. So how much of that do you think is because it's a great show based on great movies, from what I've heard, because I haven't seen them, or how much of you do you think is because of the strike? And there's nothing else.
No, I think it's because of the franchise. Because seriously,
you don't think it might be a combination of both?
No, if people can watch, want to actually see Terminator 3 and maybe a fourth one, and those movies, that movie was horrible.
Are they still working on a fourth one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger might make a cameo in it and explain why his model's been terminated, like been retired or something. Which that's fine, but like seriously, the best one is number two. Two is kick ass. And I think people are expecting that.
Well, I was at Best Buy today looking for Lost Season 3, as I mentioned.
Yes.
And I went to the Terminator, looked for Terminator as well, because I wanted to get the movies.
Yeah.
And they had 1 and 3 in stock, but 2 was sold out.
Oh,
supporting your claim. Supporting your claim. That's why I did not purchase any. I'd rather get a box set or something.
The best part of 1 is really the end, because that's when you fucking see the Terminator.
It's been a while since I've seen
it. Well, 1 is cheesy, like, because it's just the effects. It's kind of like Star Trek. Like, really, the plot's okay. It's just like it's so, sort of cheesy for its time, like now.
It wasn't cheesy for its time.
Well, same thing there. I mean, it was somewhat politically relevant.
Right.
Terminator 2's not. But.
And CBS's Comanche Moon miniseries, which was the End of the Lonesome Dove saga.
Yeah.
Premiered, racked up the largest audience for any movie on any network in more than 2 years.
Old people come out
in
droves for that shit.
In more than 2 years. Well, Lonesome Dove was a big
draw. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I never saw it.
Who our age would watch fucking Comanche Moon?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it was huge premiere, too.
Nursing homes all over the world united together to watch and raise up Comanche Moon going, this is not my Lonesome Dove.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you imagine if it was a Matlock or a...
Oh, my God. Perry Mason. Back from the dead.
Columbo?
Oh, Peter Columbo. Peter Falk is still alive and kicking ass. Yes. I will say he is. Don't you ever mock.
I love Peter Falk.
Peter Falk.
I love Columbo.
I love him in his non, what's it called, Columbo roles.
He's played
amazing.
Something besides Columbo. Yeah.
Oh, watch Maid with Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn. He plays the boss. Fucking great. As a matter of fact, he cusses.
No, really?
No. Well, no, Peter Falk, old guy. You don't watch him in, like, a newer movie. It's like a, Walter Matthau movie with Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
They don't say any cuss except for damn, hell, or shit, or ass. And he's going around like, what the fuck are you doing talking to me like that? I was like, oh, Peter Falk cussing. Very awesome, very cool, and he's very funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe he was just saying his last name, but
Peter
in a different...
Falk.
Yeah.
Different, like, accent.
See, the porn star's telling you, don't worry. We'll monopolize that for bigger profit increase.
CBS has announced its latest slate of reality television they've given the green light to. What were some of the ones you were mentioning that they'd already given the green light to?
The Mole and
Well, North The Mole's Island. Coming back.
The Mole's coming back?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, I love
back
that
after,
show.
Like,
is it The Celebrity Mole?
No.
Yeah, I know.
The MILF Island or something.
I just saw MILF Island. I was like, moms are like,
are you stronger than way a dog? Awesome. I'm not kidding. That's a reality show coming up. Are You Stronger Than a Dog?
And guess who is strong?
Seriously?
I guess it's,
yes.
It's done by Larry the Cable Guy. Not really.
But, okay, new reality shows.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
That would be fun. New reality shows that are coming out. America's Top Dog. Dogs compete with each other by learning tricks. Sounds like a running Letterman bit, according to Ain't It Cool News. Game Show My Head, a hidden camera show about people wearing hidden earpieces who get instructions to do embarrassing things in public.
Oh!
Wow. Another sounds like Letterman. And Secret Talents of the Stars, which is essentially Dancing with the Stars without the dancing.
Yeah.
Rumored stars to be included, Tito Ortiz, who's on Celebrity Apprentice right now.
Yeah.
Eve Plum, who was Jan Brady. Bob Guinea, I don't know who the hell that is.
He was the Bachelor.
And Mark Cuban. No idea who that is.
He is a guy named Mark Cuban.
Excellent.
Amazing.
I also have... Fox has given the go-ahead to cast Sean Cassidy's new show, Inseparable, even though they can't actually make the show because of the strike. They're going
to
go ahead and cast it. Inseparable is a modern-day Jekyll and Hyde tale about a partially paralyzed forensic psychiatrist with a split personality whose alter ego is a charismatic criminal.
Which sounds like
it was pitched before the strike. That was a whole. Try saying that bit three times fast.
That bit three times fast. That bit three times fast.
The whole thing I just said. It was pitched before the strike began.
I just said that.
Fox asked for changes to the pilot, but they weren't able to make it. In lieu of a shootable draft for the pilot, they decided to work backwards on production so that they can get started as soon as the strike's over. They won't officially order the pilot until they've seen the revised draft, which they can't do until after the strike ends. Mm-hmm. This guy, Sean Cassidy, who's making Inseparable, his previous shows include Invasion and American Gothic.
Wow.
Do you have any more news? I've got Golden Globes, but I'll save it for last.
I've been really looking forward to this movie that I'm ready to talk to you about. It's not a review. It's about sort of newsy. If you're in this area, because I think we do have people that listen to the Talk Show feed. Uh-huh. Actually, yeah, we do. Actually,
no
we,
way.
Actually, we get like
people listen to the talk
we got,
show.
We get 40 hits off the talk show feed.
No way.
A week. Yeah, I'm surprised. 40,000
hits. That's crazy. Nick, we're talking
downloads.
In thousands.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Idiot.
Anyway, Nick, we're talking in thousands.
Sure, sure. Anyway, yes, I'm sure Nielsen would like that one pay.
It's actually 41,628 for last week's podcast, by the way.
Yes, totally what
I just
is.
Called up the...
Good man, Nielsen. I like the way you think. Jimmy Nielsen, that's his name. Actually, no, it's Jimmy Jerome Wenzel Daly.
Wetzel.
Author of Wetzel.
Not Wenzel.
Not the author of Wetzel, the book. Author of An Action Nightmare.
Jerome Wetzel.
Oh, my God. We're beyond that now. No, it's called
it's
a
like
movie.
Rain Man.
yeah, definitely Jerome.
Jerome Wetzel.
So it's called Fanboys.
Fanboys,
and it's this movie. It's a very geeky movie. It's about this. It's like 1999.
Is it good and bad as well?
1999, and that's when it takes place. It stars the girl from Victoria. What's her name? You like her or not? Victoria Mars.
Veronica Mars. Kristen Bell. Yeah,
it.
I did hear she was in it.
The kid from The Girl Next Door who plays like the guy who's like obsessed with porn, the filmmaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I can't think of that.
He's also in like Just Friends. He's in it too.
Victoria
Some other
Mars.
Big cliche. The guy from what's that ping pong movie that just came out? The big fat guy. He's in it too. And they play a group of friends, and one of them, I think from Freaks and Geeks, gets diagnosed with terminal cancer.
No!
Right. And so he wants to go... And I think 6 weeks away is Star Wars Episode One. The only thing is he has less time than that. So their plan is they're going to travel from Maine all the way down to Skywalker Ranch, break in, steal a working print. So that way, before he dies, he can see Episode One. And it's a big geek adventure. They fight off Star Trek fans.
I have
they
to say that would be the biggest disappointment of that guy's life if he actually gets to watch Episode One before
actually,
he dies.
But that's what I'm saying. That's supposed to play into it, too. Like, the disappointment.
That
they do
he
get
finally
to
gets
it.
To see it, and it's
right.
not worth yeah. it all the trouble.
Exactly. Well, you know, and apparently Judd Apatow, I think.
Apatow.
Yeah, he's done Knocked Up. All these really good, funny movies, except apparently Walk Hard. That's what I've heard.
I've heard Walk Hard's
I've
awesome.
Heard,
I thought... I heard
it got nominated for a bunch of awards.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard parts were funny, but it was just...
It got nominated for quite a few.
Well, I don't doubt his performance. The dude doesn't deserve to get nominated. But they said pretty much he's taking it over, and like he's reshooting half the movie, and they're taking out the whole cancer element, and then it's just like a bunch of kids going from Maine to... I was like, that just loses its heart. It's like the four-year-old virgin. It's like, what if you take out the part that he's a virgin? That just sort of takes out the whole drive of... It's just
or Knocked Up. What if you take out the part that they're trying to get together?
That's really what it is. It's like
there's no relationship problems. They're just a happy couple,
right? And so that sort of sucks. So if you're in the California area, apparently Weinstein Company is going to be showing both cuts, and they're going to be taking the test scores very seriously. Whatever one gets higher score, they're going to release it as that. So if you're in that area, vote for the good one, the one with cancer. Cancer rules. Okay, I'm done. And is there anything else
before we hit the Golden Globes?
Do you have any news?
I got a couple things.
Okay,
all right.
I watched the trailer the other day. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's by the people that did, like, Pixar.
Yeah.
The new one called WALL-E.
Yes!
Have you seen the trailer for
Yes! He don't watch trailers much.
I don't, and
you
I
like
saw
to be
a preview
surprised.
Of that, and I thought it looked terrible.
Oh, really?
Really.
It's all, there's no dialogue. Really there's no dialogue, except for the robot talking.
Yeah.
And I actually...
I didn't read, like, the plot synopsis or anything like that, just by looking at the trailer. and it's like a teaser thing, so you don't even like really know what's going on.
Did they show the whole thing where it's just like in 1990, whatever, we did that?
Yeah.
Oh, watch, if you get a chance, find the new one.
Yeah.
It just says in 700 years, whatever, and then it just shows him like messing around with like human, he's like obsessed with human stuff. So he's like taking a woman's
bra. I saw it.
Oh, no, that's great. And then like the little rope, like the whole ship. Like,
well, what looks cool, what's cool is because, I mean, it's a robot that, I mean, that doesn't look
like a robot.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a robot, but it doesn't. I don't know. And it has all these. You can tell that it has a good personality and stuff. It's just, I mean, I don't know. It looks good to me.
It's all pantomime. It's all acting. They said the closest thing to acting in, I think, is Fred Willard. It's the first time live action is being incorporated into a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
And he's only in it for maybe 5 minutes, and that's all the dialogue there is, except for beep beeps and this and that.
Yeah.
And the guy who does the voice of Wall-E is R2-D2.
Yeah.
Which is totally kick-ass because...
Yeah, you can tell that it's him, too.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Wally. And he also replaced the R in the trailer. In the light... Yeah,
that was cool.
I'm very... You know what, though, Jimmy? I bet you, if I pay for Jimmy's ticket, Jimmy will walk out converted and love that movie because you did that... No, so let's be honest.
Over the hedge.
He did not want
to
see it.
No desire to see it. It was awesome.
Did you like any of the Pixar movies?
Oh, yeah.
I thought Ratatouille was fantastic. Yeah. I like Toy Story. I like Monsters, Inc. I like
Cars?
Nemo.
You've not seen Cars yet, either.
I had no desire to see Cars. I hate Cars.
I thought Cars was good.
It's not
I hate Cars
great.
In general.
It's not as good as the other one?
I've never been interested in Cars in general.
I agree with
you. I love The Incredibles.
I think that movie is made more for my parents. Like my dad saw it, and he had no interest. He's like, he actually was like, that was a really good movie.
Yeah.
And that's how he became really loving Pixar.
Yeah.
Giving them a chance because he saw Incredibles because he collect comic books.
Yeah.
He doesn't really want to watch Monsters, Inc. or whatever, but he watched Cars. He was impressed. And he's like, that little rat movie looks interesting. He saw that, really loved it. Now he's like, the little robot movie looks sort of neat.
I still need to see Ratatouille. But...
Are you serious? I've got it.
You know what?
Borrow it.
We might have to make that part of the movie club just because I'm
like
an obsessive freak.
Go ahead. You can take my copy. We both have a copy.
Take both.
All right, cool. I'll watch them
both. That way you can have one in the bedroom and one in the living room, and you'll have to go back and forth.
You'll never miss a scene.
Yeah, okay.
All right, one more news thing.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you remember in a couple episodes back, I had Jimmy watch a clip of Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh, God. Yeah.
There's a new one out.
Yeah.
What?
It is called Four Girls Finger Paint. And if you go to fourgirlsfingerpaint.com.
Which we can do after the break because we're going to run out of time.
That's fine.
Don't do it yet. Wait till the break. Hit pause. Don't do it.
Okay. We're not watching it yet.
Okay. 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 that opening picture is just funny. Okay, here we go. I do have one more strike news thing, before we do Golden Globes. I guess, you know, the Writers Guild made a deal with United Artists so they can go back in production. I guess they're in talks with Weinstein.
Yes.
To let them go back. And they're rumored to be in talks with Lionsgate. So they're making deals with the small studios to force the big studio's hand because it's going to hurt them more to know that the smaller studios are back in production.
How does this website know I'm in Columbus? That's what I want to know.
Because it tracks your information and your cookies.
Jimmy knows.
Anyway, here's what – the Golden Globes. The ratings were really, really bad on the Golden Globes.
Oh,
like,
sure.
It was by far – they said it was way a distant fourth place of the four major networks.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't even try to do suspense. Like, they just read the
list. What suspense is there anyway?
Yeah, I mean, it's just somebody reading off a list.
Right. It? But you'd think they'd at least, like, do a little music or take a commercial break and make you wait for a
thing. No, that's the whole thing. They can't do that because it's a documentary or it's like a news shot.
Right. Yeah. Sort of. So I guess it was just really bad. And they said nobody sweeped the awards. It was all over the place.
Yeah.
Although the Ain't Cool News article does say they think Juno was shafted. But anyway.
I would agree.
Best Motion Picture of Drama, Atonement, won. Haven't seen it.
I'm not either.
Julie Christie won Best Performance by an Actress, Drama, from Away From Her.
Okay.
Daniel Day-Lewis won the Actor Drama, There Will Be Blood. Sweeney Todd won Motion Picture Musical Comedy.
Because it was awesome.
It was.
Marion.
Did you see it?
No. I agree with you, though.
Johnny Depp did win for Best Actor for Sweeney.
Good.
Marion Cotillard won for Best Actress for La Vie en Rose. Whatever. Supporting Actress, Kate Blanchett won for I'm Not There.
That Bob Dylan movie where she plays Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah, she should have won that.
She did.
I know. Supporting actor Javier Bardem for No Country for Old Men.
I heard that was great. Oh, yeah, he played the creepy guy, the Angel of Death.
Animated feature, of course, went to Ratatouille. If it went to anybody else, that would have been cheap. Foreign language film, The Diving Bell and Butterfly, which I've heard a lot of things about.
Well, there's rumor that the Oscar may actually go to Shrek the Third.
The Oscar may not happen at all because they're talking about completely canceling the Oscars and not even giving out the awards.
Not even giving out the awards?
Yes. They're really upset about this Oscars thing.
Oh, I did hear that the Golden Globes come back next year, 2009. Steven Spielberg gets like the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Yeah, he was supposed to get it this year.
But they'll give it to him next year. So.
They didn't they do the Cecil B. DeMille?
They want to do a whole ceremony and stuff.
Yeah, well, I would too. It's fucking Spielberg.
They should.
Clip show and stuff like that. Yeah.
I still say the coolest thing ever. It's almost like the other night when we watched the well, you taped it for me, sir. The Kennedy honors. I thought that he said it was so cool.
A couple months ago, yeah.
Brian Wilson. They did Hootie and the Blowfish came up and did their, and he got the entire audience just fucking going. And even he was sort of like in that weird, I'm Brian Wilson, manic, depressive, clapping, and everyone got into it.
George Bush got really into it.
Well, yeah, he's an idiot. But they had a clip of, it was like Steven Spielberg AIF directors were, this is like 93, and Bernadette Peters came out as a surprise, and apparently they're good friends. And his favorite movie is Pinocchio, and his favorite song ever in the world is When You Wish Upon a Star. And she came out and sang it for him, and it's heartbreaking because he starts crying. You're like, Spielberg doesn't cry.
Makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires. Okay. Diving Bell and the Butterfly also won Best Director. Best Screenplay was No Country for Old Men by the Coen Brothers.
Yay, Coen Brothers.
Original score was Atonement.
I don't know that movie.
Original song, well, I don't recognize the composer name. Dario Marinelli.
Dario Marinelli.
Beat Clint Eastwood, beat Howard Shore. Beat Eddie Vedder.
Who was Howard Shore's scorer?
Yeah. He did Eastern Promises.
Someone said that movie was bad, and I just don't know. I mean, yeah, the naked scene might not be my cup of tea, but
original
I mean,
song,
kills people with his penis.
Walk Hard, just kidding. Guaranteed from Into the Wild by Eddie Vedder. Yeah. I was kidding. Yeah, Nick's trying to stifle a laugh.
My baby is Eddie Vedder.
Television series, I know. Weird Al. Television series Mad Men, AMC.
I never heard of that.
I've heard of it, but I haven't heard.
It looks interesting.
Yes! There is justice in this world. Let me back up for a second. Best actor, John Hamm from Mad Men. But actress for a drama series, Glenn Close Damages, which I said if she didn't get it, there was no justice in this world.
Oh, this is sort of news. Apparently because Ted Danson is so kick-ass at Damages, apparently. Mm-hmm. Supposedly. People have got interest in him again. Apparently the Cheers DVDs has stalled. And so did Becker. Becker's not even out on DVD. Right. Becker now has like a scheduled release of like 3 DVD sets already. Nice. And Cheers is now picked
up. Damages was awesome. I'm so glad they signed it for 2 more seasons because it was fantastic. Television series, musical or comedy, Extras won. Performance actress, musical or comedy, Tina Fey won.
Good. I'm very proud of that.
I agree. I think she deserved it this year.
I'm sorry. I like what's his name from The Office, but the Extras is horrible.
Steve Carell.
No,
Rick Gervais.
I do think Mary Louise Parker should have won for Weeds, but if she didn't win, Tina Fey was my second choice. You're fine. Actor in musical comedy, David Duchovny won for Californication.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
What?
That he won.
David Duchovny. He beat Alec Baldwin, Steve Carell, Ricky Gervais, and Lee Pace. That's tough competition.
I really do think David Duchovny can act. It's just that he's married to Tay Leone. He has kids, and like they really do take turns on movies, and I think apparently she tried to show, and it didn't really go anywhere. So now he's in his project now, and so she'll say...
I heard the show is really good. It was picked up for a second season, but
I
haven't seen it.
The name might change,
I've never even heard of it.
Californication.
Really?
I've heard rumors of it.
It came out the same time Weed Season 2 premiered, and I really wanted to watch them both, but I don't get Showtime.
Showtime.
I really wanted to watch them.
We don't get Showtime.
And Showtime shows aren't available on iTunes till they come out on DVD, basically. So maybe I'll get the DVD next summer. miniseries or motion picture, Longford won on HBO. I thought Burn My Heart at Whitney Steve was going to win, or Company.
Yeah, Burn My Heart was a great movie. I watched that. Very kick-ass.
Actress in a miniseries, Queen Latifah won for Life Support.
Queen Latifah.
Wow. Actor in a miniseries of motion picture, Jim Broadbent for Longford.
Queen Laquifa?
sorry. Actress in supporting role, Samantha Morton for Longford. And actor
what the fuck is this Longford
shit? It got 3 awards.
It's like Longford,
Longing for Longford.
Well, it was the Longford miniseries. Returns. It got Best Actor and Best Supporting Actress.
Very long fucking miniseries, apparently. Oh, was that for each episode of the miniseries? I'm being serious and asking you.
The miniseries as a whole was judged.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but you're like, Longford, Longing for Longford. I'm like,
I just said Longford. Just Longford.
I swear to God I heard Longing for Longford.
No.
And I was just like, what the fuck?
No. Supporting actress Samantha Morton for Longford.
You like having that picture up there just frozen?
It's just weird.
And best performance by an actor in a supporting role. Ted Danson did not win, sorry. Jeremy Piven won for Entourage. Amidst Ted Danson, Kevin Dillon, Andy Serkis, William Shatner.
Dear Jeremy Piven.
It was tough competition.
You are now a tool. I liked it better when you were second string behind John Cusack and still were kicking ass and taking names. Love, Nick from The Good and the Bad and Geeky.
Wait. Let's read just a couple of comments from...
From Ain't It Cool News?
Are you
going to read the venom that spits from there? This is the shit that Kevin Smith talks about.
Okay, here we go.
Magnolia fan.
I agree. Our Darth Greenspawn says... I agree, Jonah was not shafted. It's way overrated and kind of boring.
That's Jonah.
Juno.
Sorry, did I say Jonah? Yeah.
Juno is awesome, I've heard.
And Skimmin says, Alec Baldwin got shafted. Just for his therapy scene with Tracy Morgan, he should have won.
Yes, did you see that?
But,
oh my God.
This person also says, but the true award should have gone to Mr. Gervais.
Bullshit. Fuck him. He doesn't, what's his name? Magnolia fan too?
No, Skimmin. S-K-I-M-N.
Skimmin, you fucking suck.
Hellboy's subject line says, best Golden Globes ever, and his body just is a smiley face. I think he's just trying to create trouble.
Okay, so.
Cat Lettuce 4, subject line is, who cares? And the body says, all of you are idiots.
Well, Jimmy, I sense a trend of Jimmy reading comments here. So moving along.
Yeah, I think it's time for our break.
Time for the break? All right, we'll be right back right after this.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas on the path throwing up gang signs. I went in the house to get the clip with my Mac-10 on the side of my head. I bailed outside and I pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the fools kept stepping. I jumped in the flow, hit the juice of my ride. I got front and back, side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangsta gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my own shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4", jogging the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoop. Car pulls up, who can it be? It's a fresh El Camino rolling kilo G. He rolls down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit. Bored as hell and I wanna get ill. So I go to a place where my homeboys chill. Fellas out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6'4 Impala. Greeted with the 40 and I start drinking. From the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. I gotta get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Pulled to the house, get her out of the pad. And the bitch said something to make me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe. So I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weave. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know. I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When her father stood up and he started to shout. So I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit. Thank you.
And we're back. We're going to do a fresh review, fresh live painting.
Live commentary of Four Girls Finger Paint.
Yeah.
There was another one on there before with Two Girls, One Cup, and it was really dumb. I don't remember what it was called.
Oh, was it?
I don't remember what it was called, but
one
this
girl,
I have not
one
seen.
One picture, Two Girls, One Finger, Two Girls,
Two Girls, One Finger was really dumb. I did not see One Girl, One Picture.
I don't want to see one picture. I am
I
afraid
do.
To.
I do.
We will watch it, though.
Okay. Four Girls Finger Paint. Okay, there's just a girl with her
the
legs
music is
spread.
Different.
Four girls. Is that diarrhea? No, wait. Is something coming out?
It's diarrhea.
Yes, it's very runny.
I can't watch it.
Thin paint. Diarrhea.
Can I turn this off now?
Nope.
No.
Ew, it's like, it's like soft serve ice cream. Ew, no, there's one girl licking it. She's really making out with the diarrhea. She actually looks grossed out, unlike the other girls in the other videos.
Yeah.
They got hot girls in this video.
They have
now they're all finger
boobs.
Painting with the poop. I know, I like them. Now they're all finger painting on each
other's
breasts.
That's really why you told us. So Jimmy would let's go, ooh, shit, and they're finger painting.
And that, okay, now that was gross. She just puked on her. Yes. Oh, I can't watch the puke. I really can't. She shoved her finger down her throat.
Yeah.
I can't watch the puke. That's too much. Is it almost over?
No, Jimmy, we got more.
Puking in the mouths, of course.
I essentially stopped watching the last
video.
Don't stop it. Oh, that was
it. It's over.
Now go down to the other one. One girl, one pitcher. Some of the other stuff just... I think some of the novelty's lost.
Yeah.
Okay, she's peeing into a pitcher. That's not as bad as the poop, I guess.
Yeah, she drink it?
Probably.
John, you don't know.
Looks like lemonade.
No, she, I don't know.
Looks like lemonade.
Yeah. Oh, sick me.
Yeah, she's drinking it. And spilling down her chin.
What the hell?
She's like chugging it. Chugging her own piss.
Have you guys ever watched Man vs. Wild?
No. No, wait! We didn't get to see the end of it. Go back.
No. No, it's over. It's over. I
and
can't
man
take it anymore.
Wild, he says,
I cannot sick. Take it over. I am getting
that,
sick.
That is a tip for survival in the desert. To drink your own urine.
Is it?
Yes.
Hang
but
on.
It just makes you thirstier because of the salt content.
Yes.
By this is from Bear Grylls.
One
man
girl.
Wild.
One
Jimmy, please
picture.
Stop.
I don't have audio, but...
Oh, please stop.
I want to see.
Okay, so reviews this week.
Wait,
we watched My Name Is Earl. That was really a lot of fun.
Wait,
that no, you know, no. We've already did it. We're done. We're done on that.
I can't concentrate on your reviews while I'm watching this girl drink.
That's
her own
fine.
Piss.
You know what? It goes by a lot faster. So yeah, My Name Is Earl was pretty interesting. It was.
It was. It was a good. The ending was good.
Ending was good. It's been culminating for the last two seasons to this one point.
Culminating.
Thank you.
He was complaining that nothing good had happened to him, so he was ready to give up on karma, and he threw out his list, which they did not show him ever re-get his list, so he may still have the list lost. But then, like, he finally... He gets hit by a car, but it's a beautiful woman
Alyssa
that had been on the show
Milano,
earlier. Alyssa Milano.
Smoking hot.
Now he's peeing into the picture. Anyway, she's chained, by the way. She's handcuffed to, like, a wall. That's why she has to drink it. Now she's drinking his piss.
God damn it!
His is a lot more yellow than hers. It doesn't look like lemonade.
Okay,
like
so yeah, My Name Is Earl was really good.
He's
what about 30
Oh, and more runny diarrhea. But then the girl gets hit by a car too, so I'm not really sure what's going on with that.
Yeah. And 30
All
Rock.
The mouth's held open by a brace so that she has to, or he's taking her poop.
And 30 Rock was really good.
I love the ending of that, too. The whole Midnight Train to Georgia
sing-along. Yeah, they sang Midnight Train to Georgia, which was sort of funny.
Very impromptu. I missed that Midnight Train. You missed it? I missed that Midnight Train to Georgia. Kenneth was leaving to go back to Georgia.
Yeah, because he got high on coffee.
And it was midnight. He got really high
like
on coffee,
high,
which is the devil's food.
He's not
allowed to drink hot beverages.
Okay.
He's like, you don't understand, Mr. Jordan.
It led to other things. He saw a PG-13 movie.
Uh-oh. Yes. Oh,
I know.
So showed
So he decides to go home to Georgia. Okay, that was kind of lame. There was nothing else that happened good on the one pitcher thing. Anyway, so he leaves, and Tracy and his backup .com and Grizz start singing with them. And then Jenna, of course, has to overpower them and take over.
And they all keep dancing.
They all keep dancing. And then we get the resolution of Alec Baldwin and Tina's, like, plots in the middle of the verses.
And they start singing, too.
And I love, though, that Alex and Tina's in Alec's office, and Alec turns to her and starts singing, and behind him, CeCe is on the TV, and they're both singing to her. And then she sings, and then Kenneth's like, "I missed it," and he walks back in, and they all say, "You missed it," and he's like, "I was misinformed about the time. It was an 11:45 train," and so they're all singing, and then Glass Knight comes out, and she's like, "Shut up, I'm trying to take a nap."
Which, that was her song, Last Night in the Pit
obviously.
Song.
Obviously, which we should have seen her coming because they mentioned her like 8 times in that episode, but it was good. Nick and I did watch Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes, that was kick-ass, thanks to John's
Thank you, John. We don't like reality TV. I really don't like reality TV, but that was really good.
What do you think about Omarosa?
She's such a fucking bitch.
I've only seen the first episode. I haven't seen the second one.
She wasn't featured all that much in the second one.
For some reason, our second one didn't record.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what's the matter with it. So I might have to look for it on the internet or something.
That's on their deleted bin. The preview for next week is the girls have lost twice.
Okay.
So they're down 2 people. Donald asks Gene Simmons to transfer to the girls team.
Right.
And he gladly accepts. You missed – in episode 2 was all the sexual tension between Gene Simmons and Ivanka.
Oh, well, he did say – I mean –
He came on to her.
Well, I heard he said something.
He was very disrespectful to her and like flirted. And Nick and I were both like, "They're so going to get it on by the end of the week." There was tension.
Who's fucking Simmons? As a matter of fact,
and Donald's like, "Don't insult my daughter." Ha ha. And I'm like,
"He was kind of they're good friends." Like he's like, "I'm sorry about the little girl. She probably doesn't know how to play in the room." Well, no. What he said was, "Well, what are you guys doing?" And he just looks at everybody, and Simmons goes,
"I don't have time. Tell her to go away."
No, I don't have time for this. Tell her to go away. And she's right there.
Yeah.
And so then she's like, "Well, I just want to know what you're doing so I can report back to Mr. Trump and my dad." And he just goes, "Well, you know what? Why don't you go and leave? We don't have time for this. We want to focus on what we want to do."
Well, no, then he says.
No, I'm not. Okay, sorry. And then he says, right when she's like almost out the door, he's like, "Oh, and by the way, don't tell your little sisterhood of what we're doing here. Because, you know, you're all girls.
And girls talk.
A girl talk. That's
what pissed her off.
Wow. Yes.
It wasn't that, I mean, it was kind of that he blew her off, but that he said, "Well, because you're a girl, you're obviously going to run and tell the other girls." Yes. That was what got her. It was good, though. I mean, the girl that got off, I won't tell you who it is so you can watch it, but it was just, it wasn't anything big. But I can't wait to see Gene Simmons on the ladies. They did a 30-second commercial.
I love Gene Simmons. I think he's awesome.
They did a 30-second commercial this week
for
a dog chow. And
do they have to sell, like, dog food?
For Purina.
Okay.
Because they needed it for whatever. I don't know. They asked them to do it. And the girls went and met with the representative from Purina and figured out exactly what they want. And Gene Simmons is like, "We don't have time to go meet with them. We're just going to do it our own way." And so the rep got really pissed off at him. And the rep was the judge, but he still picked Gene Simmons. And Gene Simmons is like, and Stephen Baldwin was still like basically the project manager, even though it was Gene Simmons who was the official project manager.
Yeah.
He's like, "Stephen, you direct. You do everything." And then they like film it. And he's like, "Okay," they're like, "Now the rest of you need to go home because Steven and I are going to edit it." And the rest of them got really mad, and Tito led them all to like storm the production room. And Gene's like, "We don't have time for this. You guys need to leave. The two of us are going to edit it." And Tito's all like, "But I can't go home for something I had nothing to do with." He got really pissed, but he finally
left. They all did, and they had a point. And
but Gene was just so badass.
Steven actually is a good project manager.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Yeah.
And they did a fantastic – they had the big black guy, Ultimate Fighting Championship,
and you know what?
Cuddle with a dog on the floor.
And he hates dogs.
And
– openly hates dogs.
Well, he's a cat person.
He's a cat person.
Okay.
And they voiced it over with Trace Atkins.
Which it does sound
like. Sounds like the voice of God.
It does sound like
that. I know. The girls did like 3 stories, 3 little mini stories about these pets.
Okay,
so this is on the second episode.
Okay. And Mary Lou had her voices over the end.
And you know what? I'm sure Mary Lou was actually okay.
They actually filmed her, and then they're like, "That's uneven, so let's voice her." And then the Purina guy's like, "You should have put Mary Lou in the commercial."
Doing that independent film we do, I understand their predicament, which is you're sort of stuck with what you have. No time to fix it.
The thing is, the girls did exactly what they asked for. The guys did something completely different, and the guys won.
Met them. He was so adamant. He's like, We're not even going to go meet them. We're going to go straight to the production room. We're going to start shooting now.
And that's how Donald opened the meeting. He's like, he was really pissed at you guys for not coming to meet with him. But he's, so they play the girls commercial first. The girls are all excited because he's like, he said they're both excellent. Yeah. And as soon as the girls commercial starts, Gene goes like this and Steven goes, slips the head. They like give each other five on the DL because they could tell from 5 seconds into it that they won. It was so badass.
And the one girl, I forget who it was, but Armorosa or someone, like
she like looked at him and she's like, and then they like asked the girls, like, we definitely won. We definitely won. And
yeah.
And then even after they watched the guys, the girls are like, we definitely won. And everybody's like, no. No. The judges are like, absolutely not. They're going to go ahead and air Gene Simmons' commercial because they loved it.
Yes.
They're going to premiere it during the Westminster show.
And they're just
going
to take what's his name from Macy's suggestion, which is they'll say that it's you know, Lewis. At the bottom of the screen.
Oh, yeah. The only complaint was that most people wouldn't recognize who that guy was, so that he should put his name, and that all champion of the world, whatever. That's cool.
Heavyweight boxing champion,
Lennox Lewis. But honestly, we got chills just from the commercial. It was cool.
Arthur Romero and like someone else were like, oh, when the video was playing, and that's when they both were like, score. Even Daniel Lewis or Lennox Lewis was like,
The guys trashed him.
I gotta find it.
But the thing is, it was just that Gene Simmons and Stephen Baldwin did it all themselves and let everybody else out, and they were so smooth and badass about it that you couldn't help but be in their corner.
He apologized to Trump. That was important because you know how he wears the shades all the time, except for maybe once during the production offices. When he goes, she's like, well, I think that was very rude of you. That was disrespectful. And he's like, I agree. You should apologize to my daughter. And he's like,
he took off, sunglasses,
took off his glasses. He's like, I would like to apologize, and I'm being very sincere. I'm sorry I disrespected you. And then he puts his glasses back. I was like,
and he did sound sincere, I looked at Nick and I said, he's the only one who could do a sincere apology.
And not lie.
The only one who could do a sincere apology and still make her sound wrong. Because it did.
Yes.
It did.
It was beyond wrong.
It was awesome.
Anyway, moving on. Landed on that for like an hour.
American Dad this week did a full half-hour parody of James Bond called Tearjerker.
I listened to it.
It was really funny.
Too funny.
I thought
Family Guy was hilarious.
Family Guy was good.
And I'm one of those people that sort of misses old Family Guy where they weren't trying to be offensive all the time.
Yeah.
And they were offensive with that, but it didn't feel guilty laughing because he has a stroke and he's driving down the road and he wrecks his car near a lake. And all of a sudden, I think, what are they called? The crew team. They go stroke.
Don't make out of my handicap.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. And then he's like driving down the road with his like bad stroke hand out the door.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's sort of funny, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I know that's how stroke people really are because my mom had a mini stroke, and so her face was sort of like that, and so it was sort of weird. That's why I was like, wow, they're really getting this really well done.
Yeah, it was good. Brothers
now
and
I feel bad for laughing at that.
Brothers and Sisters and Grey's Anatomy both burned off their last episode this week, so they have filmed. Grey's, to be honest, and I talked to other people about this, it was kind of a disappointing episode.
Go ahead.
It was a little disappointing. Like, there were some good parts to it, but overall it didn't seem that impressive. But then you try to remember that wasn't supposed to be a season finale, and it makes it a little bit better. Brothers and Sisters was a fantastic episode. They had another big family dinner, so of course, all the secrets came out, and Rob Lowe. I mean, the star power on the show amazes me because they already have Sally Field stars, Rachel Griffiths, Calista Flockhart,
the one chick from 6 Feet Under,
Balthazar Getty. And
Danny Glover.
Balthazar Getty from Alias, among other things. Okay. And also from Alias, the guy that played Sloan, whose name all of a sudden escapes me, but I know him really well. I can't remember his name. I'm talking about main characters right now.
Danny Glover is still big. Let me get to them.
Don't rush me. Those are the main.
Is Danny Glover in there?
Shut up.
Oh.
Okay, those are the main cast members. Then they get these reoccurring characters like Danny Glover and Steven Weber and Emily Rose. Okay. And all these people are in like multiple episodes.
Huh. Next week on Brothers
Rob Lowe started as a guest star last year, and he's a full character this year. Okay. Danny Glover is romancing Sally Field, and Steven Weber is romancing Rachel Griffiths. So both of them could end up being stars on the show next season.
Huh. Yeah.
It's really, really interesting.
Oh my God, can I say my news?
You completely ruined my brothers and sisters' point.
I'm so sorry, but...
And I'm kind of pissed.
This is about Grey's Anatomy, and that one of the main cast members will be off by next year.
I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me.
They're thinking it's either going to be... Well,
don't tell me.
For it.
Don't tell me.
Heigl.
Don't. Fuck you.
Or Grey.
Fuck you for telling
me. Sort of weird. Grey's Anatomy. Gotta say it.
First of all...
They thought it was Sandra Oh, and everyone... And,
first of all, let me say for the record, I'm pissed because I just asked you not to tell me.
I'm sorry.
And you did anyway. I'm
did.
Really pissed because I love that show. And you already spoiled Lost for me. And I was pissed about that, too. Quit spoiling these... Oh, I'm so pissed. He told me who the six people off the island were. That pissed me the fuck off so
there might
much.
Be... That doesn't mean that everyone else is dead or
I
anything.
Don't care. Don't spoil these big plot points.
It's not plot points. Yes, this is the first episode.
You're spoiling major shit.
Oh, my God. The first episode. They
then
tell
let
you
me
every...
be surprised with the first
you
episode.
Won't be
it doesn't
surprised.
Air until the 31st.
Oh, my God.
Fucking A. Although one of them is Daniel Day-Kim, who just got the UI, so he may be off the show soon anyway. Yeah. Whether he was announced or not. Anyway.
See? Does it matter if I
yes.
do anything?
It does.
Surprises.
You're fucking pissing me off. But, that aside.
The Oceanic Six.
That aside. Meredith Grey herself is a lame character, and McDreamy decided to move on this week. And what this year they added a new Grey to the cast, who is one of my favorite actresses.
Wow, so they get rid of Meredith
Grey. So I said,
put the Meredith
it was
Grey
my
sister.
It was my opinion that bringing her on should have been the first step in getting rid of Meredith. And get rid of Meredith, refocus the show on the other Grey.
Grey's Anatomy 2.
But,
show, so.
Fucking quit.
Either.
Kyler Lee is the new Grey. Quit spoiling major shit.
I'm sorry,
I'm
it's
pissed.
Part of the show.
Don't spoil major shit.
Then close your eyes.
Lost wasn't part of the show. You just
eyes.
Wanted to spoil it for me.
Oh, God.
No. That was literally... Now, Grey's Anatomy, I would say that was malicious of me. Lost was really like, dude, look what I just found out. Like, I can't
know,
tell nobody.
I didn't want to hear it.
But tell John. John's
and I even said,
like,
don't tell me.
I don't
kept
watch
talking.
That show, dude. I'm sorry.
He just keeps...
Well, Grey's Anatomy... Well, let's be honest. I'll admit, Grey's Anatomy, I'm being a tool. I apologize.
Lost you.
But I literally found out today while I was reading Mike Costello. I was just going, oh my God, what would Jimmy say?
Next week, we'll be reviewing...
Part of it really is I really do want your opinion, because, I mean, you're
I
like a bigger...
I appreciate that.
You love that show more than I do.
I know,
I want you to be prepared.
But I didn't want to be prepared. I wanted to...
So when someone magically disappears from the show, you're going to look at me, and I'm like, Katherine Heigl might be leaving the show. I'm like, dude, that's like a year old. No, it's not. It just came out. No, it's a year old. Why don't you tell me that? Because you don't want me to tell you fucking shit. That's what would happen.
No, you don't tell me things I want to know, but you tell me things I don't want to know.
You know what? I bet you anything. That's
okay, the fact that there's a project in production with an actor or director attached, I want to know that. The fact that something major is changing on my favorite show, I do not want to know.
Just a cast member's leaving. We don't
know
how
that's big.
That means.
Izzy or Meredith, that's huge.
We don't know that.
It's huge.
Maybe it's minor. Maybe... It's something less than what it really is.
I don't even want to talk about it. I'm done. Next week, we'll be reviewing Kyle XY, which premiered tonight.
Yeah, I think you have more reviews.
No. Kyle XY,
which
had its second half of season 2 premiere tonight. It's on the TV, but we haven't got to it because this is Monday night as we're recording. Prison Break came back for the first of three last episodes tonight. I don't know. I haven't watched it. The one got out of it. And American Idol.
Also pissing Jimmy off.
And American Idol premieres tomorrow night. The big blockbuster smash hit that's sure to have even higher ratings this year with the strike.
That makes me weep all over.
They're doing 4 hours in the next two nights.
You know, I think I love that more than any show that you watch, and just in spite of me, I would.
To be honest, for the first two or three seasons, I didn't watch it out of principle. And then I watched all the way through when Carrie won, and I got really pissed because I hated Carrie.
Yeah, I didn't want her to win.
And then the next season...
John, you stab at my heart.
The season after that, when Taylor won...
It's a music show, come on.
Oh, I like music when, the next guy, but come on.
Yeah,
oh,
when
so,
Taylor
oh.
Hicks won, I stopped watching when the big fat Mandisa got voted off, and she was like the seventh.
Oh.
She was in the top 12, but I'm like, she's the best singer there, and she got voted off because she's fat. So I stopped watching then. And last season,
wow,
I stopped watching as soon as they got to Hollywood.
Popularity contest. What big news is that?
And last season, I didn't like anybody that went to Hollywood, so I stopped watching as soon as we got to Hollywood, and I don't even remember who won last season. Oh, is this our ending song?
What is this?
Sure, let's end it on this note.
Excellent.
Is this the
See you next week.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll even have commentary in the song, too.
All right.
I feel a little awkward playing this. And I stopped.
Wasn't that not the American Idol song anymore?
Was it last season?
I thought it was two seasons ago. It was the Taylor Hicks season. And I think the season before, but I think last season they had something else.
Yes, I thought they played it both seasons.
I think they played for a couple, but I don't think they played it last
season. That Daughtry song.
I think that was
going home.
I think that was last season.
It was last season.
Which I didn't watch. They should go back to this song. It's much better.
Oh, it'll be some new song. I don't know.
They should do the Chipmunks version of this year. You know what they should do? They should make the singer that loses sing the song. Because they always make them sing a final song. It's usually just a repeat of something you've already heard.
Yeah, well, they should it's sing the one that they get kicked off on.
Right.
Which I think is horrible.
Yeah, they should have like a big...
They should get to pick like their best song. Yeah. Like, this is what it feels my favorite. Yeah. Or they should have to sing this in their own style.
Yeah.
My mom is Bible, and I want to celebrate my mom who told me to go outside.
Okay, so thank you for listening to The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky.
Yes.
I think we should fade out, and the song should fade out.
We will see you later.
My mom said to not pick my nose.
Unless I see them first.
I walked outside, and I took my nose, and my finger got stuck.
Have a good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start up, jeepers! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!